It's funny how some people seem to have a knack for learning a second language, while others find it quite difficult. Generally speaking, though, many hours of hard work and study are involved. That's why many students go to language schools, which make language learning quicker and easier. In countries like the United Kingdom, for example, special language schools have been established for those who are interested in visiting the country and learning the language at the same time. These schools do not run all year round, but only for a few weeks during the summer. Many would think that these schools are only for the young, but in fact, just the opposite is true. People of all ages are welcome and attend them for a number of reasons. Some find it necessary to learn English for their job, while others have to sit special exams to enter a university, and others just want to improve their English. But for whatever reason they go to learn English, the good thing is that different age groups are not put together. In actual fact, people of similar ages are put in the same class. That way, they're more likely to have things in common. The classes are small, and this gives students the chance to make new friends quickly. The programs these language schools offer are quite full and very interesting. Forget about traditional teaching methods. In fact, only one-third of the lessons take place in classrooms. Most of the learning is done outside the classroom, where you not only practice the language, but also experience English culture firsthand. Although you don't really get to meet as many English people as you'd expect, probably because you're not there very long. As for the teachers, they're not only from the United Kingdom, but from other English-speaking countries as well. A typical day would involve a couple of hours of lessons before lunch and some art, like painting or pottery, in the early part of the afternoon. Or, if the students enjoy physical activities more, they can play a game of tennis or do some other sport. After dinner, there's a variety of things to do, like going to the theater or a club, just to name a few. There's always something to please everyone. It's funny how some people seem to have a knack for learning a second language, while others find it quite difficult. Generally speaking, though, many hours of hard work and study are involved. That's why many students go to language schools, which make language learning quicker and easier. In countries like the United Kingdom, for example, special language schools have been established for those who are interested in visiting the country and learning the language at the same time. These schools do not run all year round, but only for a few weeks during the summer. Many would think that these schools are only for the young, but in fact, just the opposite is true. People of all ages are welcome and attend them for a number of reasons. Some find it necessary to learn English for their job, while others have to sit special exams to enter a university, and others just want to improve their English. But for whatever reason they go to learn English, the good thing is that different age groups are not put together. In actual fact, people of similar ages are put in the same class. That way, they're more likely to have things in common. The classes are small, and this gives students the chance to make new friends quickly. The programs these language schools offer are quite full and very interesting. Forget about traditional teaching methods. In fact, only one-third of the lessons take place in classrooms. Most of the learning is done outside the classroom, where you not only practice the language, but also experience English culture firsthand. Although you don't really get to meet as many English people as you'd expect, probably because you're not there very long. As for the teachers, they're not only from the United Kingdom, but from other English-speaking countries as well. A typical day would involve a couple of hours of lessons before lunch and some art, like painting or pottery, in the early part of the afternoon. Or, if the students enjoy physical activities more, they can play a game of tennis or do some other sport. After dinner, there's a variety of things to do, like going to the theater or a club, just to name a few. There's always something to please everyone.